Representatives of the oil industry were at the state capitol today to offer general support for Governor Sean Parnell's bill reducing their taxes in an attempt to increase production on the North Slope. With a recognition that oil production is declining and will continue to decline over the years, ConocoPhillips Vice President for External Affairs Wendy King said that Alaska still has very high possibilities for finding and producing more oil, but she says there are problems to overcome.
The challenge we face as an industry is that the costs are higher these days to produce a barrel of oil. The technology requirements are greater. The reservoirs are more complex these days. The bigger sands, the thicker pools of oil, we've been able to find those. Now the stuff we're looking for is challenging. It's more challenging to find that oil these days. But we believe it's there.
King told the House Resources Committee that a lot of factors come into play when her company is deciding to invest in a project, and the biggest concern is uncertainty over in the return on their investment. In considering the risk versus rewards of an investment, she says the state's progressivity surtax on profits from high oil prices takes away from the reward side of the equation.
Where we see the biggest challenge with the ACES tax structure is the progressivity piece. And where that really affects us is when oil prices are high, particularly in an oil province like Alaska, that's when companies are generating a significant cash flow opportunity by where they can reinvest. But now with the progressivity so steep, what you're seeing is rather than that coming back for the parties to be able to reinvest in, it's being paid out in taxes.
Governor Parnell's proposed changes to the state's tax regime would effectively lower the progressivity feature by an estimated $1 billion in state revenue per year.